FM.
Coolio passed away. Very sad. One of the world's most famous rappers. Songs like this one.
Bobbing up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it's R&B Fridays.
I like the countdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, get your woman on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
wow. On the dance floor.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, this is a bit sad. See you when you get
that's
there.
It's poignant now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's why I'm South Aussie, because sometimes I say things like, life's very short, guys, so get out and travel. Then I think when I die, they can play that back and it'll motivate people to go on a holiday.
Right. You're really, deep, playing a long, really playing a long game there.
I've even saved the audio in a file, so it's easier to find.
If I sure. die, open this file.
Open this file. Here's my eulogy. Read all this out.
If you're listening to this, I'm dead.
Please, I better get a state funeral.
Tell Macca's Crossroad to cancel half their order for next week.
If they don't give me a state funeral, bury me in Victoria.
Where they give everyone state funerals.
Okay. Right. Anyway, Coolio and I have a very, I guess we share something because one of the most embarrassing moments of my life happened with him. It's actually quite a sad story because my wife, Samantha, her grandmother passed away. Granny was probably about 82 years old and she had a small funeral on South Road. In hindsight, if I was to have a funeral service again, when you're that close to South Road, it's really noisy. But anyway, yeah. Probably going to choose somewhere else. So we're there in the little hall and the coffin's up the front. A few people get up and speak, myself included, my wife, you know, Granny was great and all that kind of stuff. And then the...
Granny was great, that sort of stuff. Was that your whole speech?
What? What's it called, the funeral director, like the MC sort of thing?
Yeah, you can say funeral. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Funeral director. Yeah,
that lady gets up all dressed in white, and I always find it weird because obviously don't know the person that's died, but they pretend that they do.
And sometimes they like get the name. I've been at funerals where they've pronounced like a grandkid's name wrong or something, and you're like,
yeah. So she gets up, and there's Granny's coffin there, and it's sort of towards the end of the funeral, and she says, "Well, you know, Granny would have really enjoyed today's words and that." And I'm like, "Well, you don't know her, but still, let's play along." And then she says, "We'd like to finish the ceremony by playing one of Granny's favourite songs that her and Cliff used to love when they spent their time together here in South Australia." And then this played. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life. And I looked at Sam.
I'm guessing this wasn't the song.
I looked at Sam and I went, what? And it played on. Everyone just sat there. And then the MC lady, the funeral director, walks back to the microphone. It's still playing. And she says, okay, I think I've played the wrong song here. I'm very sorry to everybody. Just give me a minute. That played at her funeral.
Right, and then she went and found the actual...
What? Yeah, then play some Beethoven thing.
She should have just rolled with it.
Yeah. I said to
Sam. No, that's the song.
I said to Sam, don't we get $500 back on this? Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.